holding in the Avodah of Torah. Such we're standing before the Yontif of Chanukah, that is the Yontif of Torah. So I want maybe to speak about two things. One thing is, I know that not everyone agrees with that. I got some letters, someone sent me a Chosh Tamid Chochem a couple days ago against what I'm going to say. I know that I'm right, even though there's a lot of questions. A lot of us have a big mistake that causes us not to be matzliach to learn. That we brought up that why we learn be'iyun and yeshiva, why we go to shir, a shir doesn't make a difference, vel chashir, is we're learning to learn how to learn. Did someone have such a mistake? And then taka, they look for the shir that will teach them the most to learn how to learn. And they learn how to learn, and they learn how to learn until they die, right? Or till they become a balabos and they stop to learn. They learn a daf hayomi. So they went 10 years to shir to know how to learn the daf hayomi. For daf hayomi, art school is also good. Chaval to spend 10 years in shir for that. He learns how to learn, miman of shach. If he stays a ben yeshiva, he learns how to learn, and he goes to Lakewood to learn how to learn fakel from the mirror, and he writes, learns how to learn, and he learns how to learn, and then he becomes a rav, and he learns yechidah anyways. Yeah? Or he learns how to learn, and he learns how to learn, and then he starts to learn daf hayomi. And I, Mamash, knows how to learn. To sleep in the daf hayomi shir, doesn't have to know how to learn. People are scared to face this question. People are scared to face it means people that say shir are scared to face it. And bochim are scared to face it. And you see, bochim are struggling with it. And I'll tell you, I want to tell you one thing. You know, they say, Bavus Tezach, Why we learn Be'iyun? Why we go to Shir? Why we kvetch on a Rashba? What is the gap? Shekinah that works like this or Shekinah that works like that? What is exactly the Nafkemina? And so right, no, they say if you want to, what is Avoid Asparach? So if you tell someone to pick up his hand up and down, you pay him $100 an hour to do it. It's not even one guy in this room that could do it for an hour to do like this. Try to do like this, to pick up your hand and put it down for an hour. Try to do it for an hour. You get $100. Not shaykh. Not shaykh. Towards the end of the hour, you will not manage to pick up your hand. It's not shaykh. I tried once, you know, to be sure. It's not shaykh. I'll tell you, it's not shaykh. No one gave me the $100, but I said I'll treat myself in something if I'll do it. It's not shaykh. Why? Somebody spoke. I heard once there was a famous maaser, was a yid that was in a jail, and the job that they gave him in the jail was to take water and to pour it out the window. It was like a river passing there, and he picked up and he poured. You know, and all of his life he was sure his stomach outside there is like a big garden, and you know he's watering the garden. When he was free from the jail, the first thing he went to see, you know, what he was watering. And he says, Gomish, the water just pours out. He got a heart attack right away. A person can do nothing with no tachlis. When a person feels that learning be'iyun is only to learn how to learn, I don't know how a person... Taka, it's very shvel to sit and learn day and night be'iyun. To kvetch and to kvetch and to kvetch. And then the guy that doesn't learn how to learn, so he learns to know Shas. It's another kind of people, they want to know Shas. Very important, yeah? After 2-3 masechtas, they realize that they don't remember a word from what they learned anyways. So they're not exactly sure what the daf committed to learning Elevit Tzias, Avavkit, Azove, Zineshach. Anyway, they forget it. Maybe they pass the Sunday Faher, and a good chance the monthly Faher, Vizel. This is, they tell them, but you know, inside the information stays up as you know, the chip inside. You could maybe remind it one day, it will come back. How long a person could sit there to learn be'iyun, to learn how to learn when he's 20 years learning how to learn? Yeah, then he learns kiyas to remember that he doesn't remember anything. Just learn Mishnah Bu and know what to do and finish. Some people open kolim like that. Talk to people, just know what to learn. It's a chumen of Klal Yisrael to open such a koyla. Why do you think they're doing it? Why do you think Rav Shach sat in the yeshiva, Rav Shmuel? What was the purpose? Tzidat Teis Vesrit, Sarit Shem Rav Befal Shmuel Levitz. Zagmor in Megillah Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph. When Yonis Ben Uziel was metargim the Teire, Ha'olam Nizdazo Arbamo Isparso Al Arbamo Isparso. Arbamo Isparso Al Arbamo Isparso. Happened one more time when they send the pig to Beis Hamikdash Dordan instead of the Korbanes, so the Eretz Yisrael Nizdazo Arbamo Isparso Al Arbamo Isparso. Frank the Gemara, what is the problem? Why Eretz Yisrael is Nizdazo Arbamo Isparso Al Arbamo Isparso? What's this? Zog the Gemara, because you know there's a lot of things that in the Teire you don't know the Pshat, and Yonis Ben Uziel told us the Pshat. Stelzach zu, how much Yonis Ben Uziel told us that we don't know from the Teire? It's not a ganze art school, it's a couple of things that we don't know in the Pshat. We have the Yonis Ben Uziel. Frag the Teis Esrit, so why the Olam is Nizdaza? Now people will know Pshat. Machen wir Gemes. Sog de Teis Esrit. Ve yeshloimar she'achshov lo yamlu leida soido. Elo yeidu miyad. They would not have to be omel b'teira. They would just know it. So the oilom is nizdazo. The oilom is nizdazo. I remember when art school started to come out, Rav Shach wanted to take out a letter against art school. The letter was already written. Rav Shach called my father. Father's a shtickle American, more for me. And he showed him over the letter. It was about to get all the gedolim to sign on it. And my father explained to him that without art school, Yidden will not learn Torah today. The world has changed. Then Rav Shach was masking not to print the letter, not to publish this letter. But the letter was there. The letter exists. This day, Sri Moshe Feinstein Paskin for a school that wanted to have a new way of teaching, making it much easier to the kids to chab the Gemara. And Moshe sent them back to Teis Esrit. You will ask me what yes and what not, and I will not know what to answer you. So why to give Maram Kemes and why not to give Maram Kemes? Svora lekan, v'svora lekan. Maybe it's with Chinas art school in our days. I want to say you saw it. And I know it's hard to understand some of these Yisoides. But again, if not, I really have Rachmanis on you by sitting and learning even for years. To walk, and you don't know where you're walking for, and you're convincing. I want to tell you, I say Alam all this Maise. Just remember to say. In Ponovich once, years ago, the army came. And you know, it was a big argument. Now already the army is in Shvach, the ganze Tzionim already is Kimat Botel, it's Otot, it's over. But I'm all the Tzionim or Tzionim and Haredim or Haredim. And they wanted us to go to the army. They wanted us to go to the army. And the Yeshiva Bochim didn't go to the army. And thousands of soldiers were killed. Yom Kippur War, Six-Day War, the Freeing War. Thousands, thousands. It was not a Baisha and Bimes. Three big wars that Eretz Yisrael had. The beginning when they made the country, it was 60 years ago. Then they had Yom Kippur War, the Six-Day War. And every war, Yom Kippur War, was thousands of soldiers were just killed. It was not even a family. And all the Yeshiva Bochim were sitting. It was a very big time. So they came from the television, Israeli television, to interview in Yeshiva Sponovich, the Bochim, why they don't go to the army to fight. So Rav Shach said, it's a Yid Yehuda Adas. It's a yeshiva called Yaakov. It's a yeshiva there. He said, Yehuda Adas, you will go to answer them. A bacher. So they tell him, you know, they put on these big black things and they massage him and they cameras. Look, Yehuda, lama atem lo olchim latzava? Why you don't go to the army? So this is, we believe and we sit and learn Torah, we protect the world. The guy said, says, we are holding already in the world, already moved a couple steps ahead, explains him. A little bit more with it. And you know, a television interview, we want you to say something a little bit more academic, you know, not the old words, you know, learning Torah saving. Okay, so we're asking again the question, you know, thousands of people, the whole country is waiting for the answer, the Bachurim from Yeshiva Sponovich, Yehuda Adas, why are you not going to the army? We believe that we should learn Torah, you know, we protect it, if we will not learn, all of you will die, and if all of you will learn, there will be no Arabs. Okay, so the guy shouts it, he says, listen, one more time, you know, I can't put this down. You know, you have to say something that goes. Yehuda Adas, why are you not going to the army? So this is when we learn, you know what happens, the fire comes and burns the Arabs, and the kids are like, oh, so much. he says, you know, you're making fun of me? He says, I don't understand. This is the only answer that I really believe in. You want me to make up an answer that I don't think that is the real answer, but to try to convince all the people that will listen that it's an answer when I don't think that it's a good answer? I don't have a different answer. It's the only reason I don't go to fight, because I believe the Torah is better. You want me not to say, you know, tznius, kashrus, all different shtusim, that I don't think that's a good answer, but all of the people that are listening will be convinced now that there's a good reason that we're not going to the army? I can't convince you in something that I don't believe in. A lot of bochim don't know why they're learning exactly the way they're learning. They don't have an answer. So they make up an answer to answer the Yitzhak, why Taki has to be in yeshiva, and why is Taki working on this chashma? He's learning how to learn. Why is he working on shir? He's learning how to learn. So he's convincing himself in something that he himself doesn't know that's a real answer. When the Yitzhahara comes, he's fighting with an answer that he himself doesn't know that's a real answer. Someone will come to argue with him. And I'll tell you what's the proof. Yeah? All of you want to hear now what is the real answer. Yeah? So it means you're not convinced that your answer is a good answer. This is what you answered yourself till now. So you're fighting with a Yitzhahara with a Shvach answer. You have an answer that very hard for you to answer. I'm learning how to learn. When I'm 100, when I will use it. I'm saying, Manushach, if you become a Magichir, I don't have to help you with learning till now. And if you become a Balabas, the art school doesn't need to learn in the yeshiva to know the art school. What is the answer? The answer is Amola Shel Teicha is a reason for himself. To learn with Amola, with Yigiyasa, to understand the Suya till the end. To learn good, this is a main part of our learning. Avadas mitzvahs yediyas ateya. Maybe also you learn how to learn. It's also a good thing. It's not that. How much people have committed that they know how to learn? When exactly they're going to use it? When they're 50? Chidim taka, it's very important that we know how to learn. I'm not saying everyone has to know how to learn. And the shir has to be given that also a person will pick up to learn how to learn. Im rabcho doime le malach Hashem tzvok is kabel teiro mipiv v'im lav loy. Why? If he knows how to teach, yes. And if not, not. What is im rabcho doime le malach Hashem tzvok is kabel teiro mipiv v'im lav loy? What is shach if it's a malach or not? He's not a malach, but rather he says it better. Rather he knows how to teach how to teach. He's a good teacher. People are to go to a good teacher. Teacher is also knows how to teach. Im rab chodoy mele malach Hashem tzvok is kabel teiru mipiv. Zog the tesis read. He will know the kol ha-teire kula, they will know kol ha-teire. But there will not be omel. There will not be yogea. Ashri mi sha'amoloi batoiro. אם בחוקוי סייטלייכו שתהיו המילים בתירה כל המשחיר פונוב על דברי תירה באילום הזה פונוב מביקוס לאילום הבא. What is it? זה דין ביד איסקי סיירו סכו. What is this איסקי סיירו סכו? שקידשנו מצווה איסה וצווינו לעסוק בדברי תירה. Chafetz Chaim, filo in Shmiras Saloshin. Ein yodayim la'amal peyim la'amal teir, kshuayim la'amal teir, and yodayim la'amal teir, amal teir is medesh that he brings down about every second page. Was la'amal teir, odom la'omal nivro. to learn Ba'amolah Shel Torah, B'yigiyosa Shel Torah, to understand the Sugya till the end, till you get a Cheshek, till you get a Gishmak. This is what a Torah wants. It's a Meiri. Daftes and Gittin, it's a Sugya of Palgine Dalton. He says a whole pshat. That he says, he's not sure if it's right, but it's pilpula de heraisa. Is a doir. I'm saying it. The years of COVID was doiras that were oisek in pilpul. That a lot of pilpul imamish, pilpule pilpulin. Not negiah to the pshat so much, not negiah to the halacha so much. I'm speaking on gedoyle rabbiseinu achroinim she'en kedugmosu. It's also chelek of teira. It didn't bring them to the halacha because the people. It didn't give them to the pshat. It was kishroinim the kishailas back and forth, tied up one in each other. So maybe it's not our derech halimut, and it's not the way we're learning today. What do you think all these people were doing all this time? It's not wasting time. It's not our derech. We're learning more in pshat in our days. Let me show you. Every dog has his derech. What is going up? What is all of that teira? Was amolo v'yegiyosa shel teira? So the ktsayis never see the spilpulim horim tluim b'seora horim tluim b'seora. Ma yesh mize? This is teira. This is amolo shel teira. This yegiyosa shel teira. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to sit and be oisek b'divrei Torah. To be oisek b'divrei Torah. I know it's very hard. And I'm saying again, a person of Shach said Alamol, that in our generation a person has to finish Masechtas, if not he would not have Sipuk. He has to know, for sure there's no Shaila about it. But a person has to know he's learning a Sugya, La'amolo, Le'yigiyosa Shel Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to have a shvera teisves, to work out a pshat, and another pshat, and another pshat, and another pshat. In the old days, people knew to do it on their own. Our days, people need more help. More help. Not only to figure out, to get you lek tzacharayim. To get you lek tzacharayim in the sugya. But when you get lek tzacharayim in the sugya, take the sugya. Be omel b'toiro. Be yogea b'toiro. You have an extra 10 minutes. See the Rambam that you're not going to speak about. See the Teretz of the Lecha Mishneh. This is the way you train yourself. La'amol ha'shel teira. Not saying a person can't fatum olzach. Not saying you have to be fatum olzach. But this is one more knach here. One more avona here that you can have klal. Yeah, exactly. This is what Hashem wants. Yogea b'toiro. Omel b'toiro. When a person will realize it, the 5 years that he's in yeshiva and he learns be'iyun kol atzoyrech, these are 5 years of tachlis. It's 5 years of tachlis. There's a lot more to be ma'arich on it. I want now to mekatze in this chilek. I want to go to the step of Chanukah. You understand what I'm saying? We know that the Chanukah is be'etzem, the Yevonim was a choyshech. Malchus Yevon, Chazal say, v'inich ha'sheicho g'doylo nefeles alov, zu Malchus Yevon. What wins Yevon? The oil shel teire. The neiris, the light. Tanchumen, the famous medrash Tanchumen, Parshas Noach, ha'olchim b'choyshech ro'er godel, zehu Talmud Bavli. She'eino niknes elo al yedei yegiye tzar ve'omol. It's not the halacha part. Amo tzar ve'omol ve'yegiye. Teira she'ba'al peh was not written. You had to memorize it. It's hard. It was meant to be hard. It was meant to be hard. It was not meant to be easy. Tzvarim explain why is no masech techanike. So some say, we know that the Rebbe knew about it. He brought it down in Babi Kamen, the Chanukah. He brought it down also in Bikurim, maybe the Koira, the Chanukah. But why is no Masechta? So some say Pshat because Malchus HaShmonoi were kings, and Malchus Yehuda, and Rebbe was Behel in that Eretz now. Zog the world, Yavon was Lashkichon Terosecho. They didn't want. Tere Shemekstab, you don't say Lashkichon, it's to race. Lashkichom is the Torah that we memorize. Malchus Yovan wanted us to forget Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't want us to remember Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't want us to remember Torah Shebaal Peh. We fought. We won the war. With the years we became Shvach, after the Chulban Lemaisa, we had to write it. We couldn't remember it. Aber Masechta Chanukah, Chanukah, to give them the Yevonim, the Nitzochon, and a platter, to give them, oh, here, we're writing it down. Chodesh Chanukah, Rebbe says, I'm not writing. This you have to remember Baal Peh. Chodesh Chanukah, lich b'shamalka imi b'boiz. Chanukah to write down. Chanukah is not Teresh Baal Peh. At this stage, Teresh Baal Peh. So Mele Rebbe didn't give it a Masechta. Chodesh Chanukah. What wins the Choshech? The Oich. Oichim b'choshech ro oir gotl. Kiner mitzvah v'teira oir. Aroitze leach kim yadrim. Menoira bedorim. Teira is a semel le'oir. Laudim is oir, oir zu teira. Oiro zu toiro, oiro zu toiro. Toiro is light. Toiro is light. That light wins the choshech. That light wins the choshech. I'll tell you a big yesoid. But listen carefully. I'll say it sharp, but when a room is very dark, and you want to take away the dark, how you could take away the dark? Let me say this room is pitch dark. So you take bags, and you try to take out the black. One bag, two bags, three bags. Doesn't. Stays black. I tried myself. I took hundreds of bags. It stayed exactly the same black. I filled it up, and I tied it. Garnish. What if you take sticks, and you hit the black? You push it. You know, 10 guys push to the door. Nothing happens. You take one little match, and you light it. The whole black disappears. Mask it. Now, what is choshech? Choshech is be'etzem, everything is set together. Just, it's dark, you don't know what is happening. Which is the mechulish of Ketshuva from Ramesha, no one is masking. If the room is dark, if you're allowed to take out something, if it's called boirer or not, Ramesha wants to say it's called boirer. Because now that it's dark, you can't see the difference. So you're not allowed to take out a siddur for tomorrow. You know where is the chumashim. No one else could know. All the poskim say no. We'll be light. Everyone knows. There is chumashim. Actually, all the poskim are right. Yeah, I mean, choshech is not called that it's mixed together. I mean, the poskim are not mekabel this information. But choshech be'etzem, everything is neat. But because it's dark, you don't know what is happening. The koyach of Yavon, they didn't come with knives that we will not learn. They didn't come to kill us. Yavon Chazal says Yavon ad hayom hazeh es Yavon ad hayom hazeh es Yavon. Adayim azeh is Yavon. Yavon came and made us a bilbul. Choshech. This choshech disturbs our learning. I'll explain to you in a second what is this choshech that disturbs our learning. Someone told me this week, Pinkus Givaldike Moshel, that we have Yavon bizayim azeh. That the Yavon, Shein Sforim, that biz Moshiach will have Yavon. He told me such a Givaldike Zah. You go over to someone, tell him, you know, this Rosh Hashiva is a mamish unbelievable shishiva. Yes, why? So you have to understand. He says 10 shiurim a day, 10 different topics, 100 guys in every shiur, and mamish klow without not even one sefer. And if you ask him aloha, he knows all over. And he davens, and you know, so shiva knows 13 languages with all of the knechim mamish. Wow. And you know, when he was 18, he was in a college, and he made already heart surgeries. Wow. Yeah? If you could say, wow, you're a Yavon. Nebach, that he spent time on languages, Nebach, that he didn't learn from the time he was young. Oy, I'm sure he's a very choshev shiva, he's not so choshev. Nebach. Hashem forgives him for the time that he was a tinnik shenish, but that he made it. If you look up to him, you're a Yavon. Everyone has a little Yavon inside. Bigger or smaller. Yeah? If you tell Arvo Sheshiva, chutz from Alts, he could play chess with closed eyes. You mean spot, right? You want to know if it's true or not? You want to know if he could do it or not? Yes or no? Why you want to know? Maybe he's not so choshev, you mean. Why we want to know? Maybe the Rosh Yeshiva could play chess with closed eyes. Because then Taki is a Balkishim. Then Taki is a Balkishim. What's the pshat? Yevonim! So this is the Yevonim from Unzer Hador. Everyone has a Yevon. The Yevon disturbs our learning. Why? A person thinks, how I will live, how I will look after my family, what will be my future, I'll be a Rebbe, I'll be a businessman. If a Rebbe is no chance, if it's a businessman is no chance, so what is my chance? I'll be a good bacher, a good chavrus. Everyone has his depressed kite, that we call it today, yeah? This is Yovan. Sometimes you have to go to the doctor, but Bederach Klal it's Yovan, yeah? Bederach Klal it's Yovan. People think, how they will fight the Yovan? With sticks. With bags. They get all different good speakers, all different places. They start to run to Chabtzach doctors, yeah? Bags. All these good speakers. What are bags? The black stays the same black. One little light takes away the black. And this light is the light of Teiro. But what is the light, Teiro? Oiskei Seiro Secho. The Oir Shul Teiro is the Amolo Shul Teiro. This is the Teiro that shines. As I say, Tanchume. Ha'olchim b'choy sheroyo oir godl, oir godl ze Talmud Bavli. She'ne niknes elo la'mishtagim bo ve'la'oyavim o'yisro ve'koyvcim. La'olim o'yisro oiro, oiro ze Teiro. Kmo chazal say, hodar kiblu me'ach ha'shveirosh. This was the Teiro. From Teiro she'bal peder klaiso v'mekabel ha'yudim o'yisro oiro. This oir changes the person. This oir lights. Person has to know, and every Yom Tov, state in Sforim, that the same koyach comes over. During the whole year, we have a matzav of Yovan. We have it. Everyone has it on his level. And everyone wants to get rid of his Yovan. Everyone is disturbed by his Yovan. Everyone wants to get rid of his Yovan. Chanukah is the time. The Yitzhahora knows that. He makes people to learn Chanukah less from every time. He makes people to learn less and less. If a person will take the Chanukah, so he will lose what? Some Bachar told me, you know, the only time that some Bachar learned one yeshiva, two yeshiva, some Bachar every year had to switch a yeshiva. Yeah? For good reasons or bad reasons, it doesn't make a difference, yeah? So the bachur that switched yeshivas normally feel very bad. Much givaldik, one yeshiva. There's one time in the year that a guy that switched yeshiva feel good. It's in Chanukah. Every night they have a different party from a different yeshiva that will belong to. Yeah? It's a shreklich hazach. A bachur doesn't have to go, bichlal. He has yeshiva, v'zeu. V'zeu. Amor shel teire, yegiyosa shel teire. It looks that no one is learning. Adarabba. A person is meisar nefesh in Chanukah. Zrabim biyad me'atim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that in Chanukah the Lamed Teira also are me'atim in the Bais Medrash. You also have to be the me'atim. Biyado yiskiser yosecho. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a nes. Rabban Kotel says, Hashem made a nes. Shemen. Hashem could have made a nes that they will find menoches. We not enough menoches, and they find a little bit of kemach. V'hoyo bekemach lemincho achas, v'ikriv v'no shmoyno yomim. If it lit in straight 8 days, it doesn't go. But if it decided to be serious, that they divided it, so then it goes, yeah? If it was lining, the menorah can't be... of the outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu special made that the nest will be with the menorah. Hadlok yoisa mitzvah. But Hashem said like this, you have to do the mesuras nefesh, and you have to start. I will do the rest. But you have to start. You have to start. Now, a bocher that doesn't have gishmak in Iyun, for sure has to learn Pekiyas. Start to sit in Ticholim Tzach Sizgonisht. Oh, but if he could have, Amolo, noch a kashe, noch a teretz, noch a gishmak, noch, 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 this lights, this lights. If a person will light, Be'ezus Hashem, he will have the siyat gishmaye, he will be matzliach. Next week will be no vad, even if it's Chanukah, because the adlokah doesn't stim with the Seder Hayom.